Shalom Uvrach, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Pele Yoyet Shirim at 221 on the topic of Gezel. The Pele Yoyet continues to tell us that even though there is a halacha of Toas Akum is mutter, if a non-Jew makes a mistake, not that you did anything wrong, he made a mistake, you're permitted to benefit from his mistake. However, it is forbidden to trick him or to lie to him. The example he gives here is that you cannot tell him that the animal that you sold him was a shchuta, was a shechted animal, when it was not a shchuta, when there's not a shechted animal. You cannot take counterfeit money and mix it with other money and try to steal like this. All us. Another type of Isra of Gezel. V'yesh min Gezel acha shenimsa ben ha-shutfim. The Pele Yoyet says you find another type of gezel amongst partners. What type of gezel is this? He says if Reuven, for example, is a partner with Shimon, and Reuven, he says, is a stingy person, and he doesn't give to his mishpacha, doesn't give to his wife, so Shimon feels, he's got to step up to the plate, he has to do something. How is he going to do something? He's going to take money out from the business, out from Reuven and Shimon, they have a business together, and he's going to give money to Reuven's wife. That's what Shimon's going to do. K'she'echud kamtsu milahaytzi haytzoiz bebeisai, bari ehu, Shimon comes along, v'noysein li'ishtoi shaloi midaytoi, and Shimon's going to give to Reuven's wife without Reuven knowing where the money came from. And of course, Reuven has no idea about this ever. So Shimon's thinking he's a great tzaddik. And he takes the money from the business. This Shimon is goizel. He's stealing from his partner. And he's doing a chait, doing an aveiro. He says, unfortunately, you find similar concept when women will give stock or gifts without their husband's agreement to the amount. This is also a problem. Shaloi midas bailum. V'gam ze gezel mikri. Because if it's halachically considered to be the husband's. Now, if the husband says to the wife, you have full ownership to write a check to any stock organization you want and any amount you want. If he says that, so she has permissibility. Halachically, it's allowed. But if he doesn't say that, so there has to be a conversation, has to be a discussion, if she wants to write a nice donation. Another common scenario of gezel, unfortunately too common, says the Pele Yoyet, it's a shoyel shaloi midas is a gazan havi. Based on the Gemara in Bat Metzio, famous Gemara, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, where a person borrows something without permission, which is another way of saying stealing. A person taking an item from someone else without permission, without knowledge that this person would have lent it to you, if he's your friend and you know he always gives it to you and doesn't make a difference. That's not what we're talking about. Let's discuss children, for example. There's someone's basketball in the playground. There's someone's basketball in the classroom. And a child takes that basketball without permission from the other student, from the friend. That's called stealing. There is no permission granted. The Habe Koshlu, many people stumble with this, says the Pele Yoyet. Binyan Svarim, he gives example with other items as well, taking things without permission. Ma me'oid, tzorich lizor v'lishko v'pele shloi likabel v'shloi lecho me'isha esher oicha v'shosei yoymer loy v'libo balimai. He says another point here, he says it's called a Sarach Gezel. When a person eats on someone's food, when he doesn't have enough for himself, and he's embarrassed to say that he doesn't have enough for himself, this is also called gezel. On this topic, I want to discuss something which is very mutzi, very common, when children bring snacks to school. And it's important for parents to tell the children we're about to learn over here, as well as the teachers, should tell this to other students. Imagine the following scene. A child brings a bag of potato chips to school. I will give the example with carrots, sliced carrots, but I want to be something more practical, more real. So a child brings a bag of potato chips to school for a snack. Three, four friends come over and say, oh, can I just have one? Now, what's the child going to do? You say no? Say yes to you and not to that person? Can't do that. So each child, each of these friends take one potato chip, only one potato chip. How many chips does he have left in the bag now? It's full of air. We all know that. And all these type of things. And the child was asked for the potato chips. He's uncomfortable. She's uncomfortable many times to say, no, I'd rather not give you. I'm not going to have food for my mom. I'm hungry now. I don't have food. There's a very practical, lemaisedika point that we should encourage our children not to ask for snack from their friends in school. If someone wants to offer, that's a different story. Someone offered their friend, that's a different story. If they're full, if they don't want any more, that's a different story. But to go ask them for the snack, no matter what age, even in high school, we shouldn't do this. Because the owner of that bag of chips or whatever snack it might be, they might be too uncomfortable to say no. And before we know it, they don't have food for themselves. And that's what the Peleoitz is telling us over here. When the person will say, sure, of course you can have, but really, he'd rather you not take.